You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. This is CBS Sports Radio. You are locked into the JR Sport Brief show, and we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current one, Rocket can. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard, and thank you to you for listening. All my folks in San Diego, Chicago, Detroit, here in Atlanta, New York, Boston, Portland, both of them, Miami. Did I say Oregon? Seattle? Vancouver? Both of them. My friends in Minnesota. Just everywhere. Idaho, Texas, Louisiana. What's up, WWL? I don't care where you're at, who you are. Thank you for listening on our many CBS Sports Radio affiliates. Shout outs to everybody listening in Vegas, Albuquerque. I can go on and on and on. Louisville, just Kansas City. Shup, should I keep going or should I stop?
Keep going.
I'm going to stop.
Okay.
Because I think eventually people are, what about us? What's up, Baltimore? In D.C. I know. We have tickets and games and scores and fans. Shout outs to all the stations. Much love to everybody holding it down on those boards as well. I know you out there. I know most of you guys. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also get a hold of me. I'm on social media everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Tonight has been interesting. We've talked about Tiger Woods being a superhero. We've talked about Lamar Jackson having something to prove. We talked about Aaron Rodgers already complaining about his wide receivers. Oh, somebody needs to step up and not drop the ball. A matter of fact, you know, as much as Aaron Rodgers gets on my damn nerves and some of yours, let's listen to him talk about some of his young wideouts. Listen.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. It's good we do it in practice. So it's unfortunately some of the same guys. That's, you know, repeat mistakes are a problem. So we just got to clean those things up a little bit. The young guys, you know, they got to, especially young receivers, we got to be way more consistent. You know, a lot of drops, a lot of, bad route decisions, run the wrong route. So we got to get better in that area.
No, running the wrong route. Okay. Well, young guys, I guess he's not complaining that damn much. Not everybody could be Devontae, right? And then as we continue on in a few minutes, oh, man, we got to talk about LeBron James, and not for any bad reason. We all know about his son, Bronny, 17 years old. One more year left in school, and then he'll probably be off to college. And then one year after that, he'll probably be in the NBA. LeBron James has made it clear he wants to play and will play with his son. But there's a guy. He's 70 years old. He holds a prominent position in sports broadcasting, and he's made a career out of just dissing LeBron, and now he's involving his kid too? Ugh. I'm going to explain that to you in a minute. 855-212-4CBS. Chris is calling from Baltimore. Go ahead, Chris. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Chris, JR, it's a pleasure listening to your show every night.
Well, thank you, Chris.
Yeah, I can't go to sleep at night because of you, buddy.
Hey, you're not the first person to tell me that, but go ahead.
Okay. Bill Belichick, to me, is the best coach in football. And I've been following him since he was with the New York Giants. Mm-hmm. And if I remember correctly, he won some rings when they won Super Bowl those years he was with them.
Two of them, yes.
So he has more ring than the GOAT.
Yeah, he does. He has eight. That is correct.
So to me, he's better than Brady. And Brady has to be very fortunate and lucky that he had Bill Belichick as a coach, because he might never have seen the field.
Okay, well, I think it's a I think it's a mutually beneficial relationship that has taken place. And thank you, Chris, for calling from Baltimore. You know, regardless of whether they like it or not, they're connected at the hip. Their legacies are connected at the hip. And people are going to have these conversations forever. But you got to give both of them their credit where it's due. It's impossible. They're together. You can't split them. We're not going to find out how it was. It's just how it is. Elaine calling from Oklahoma. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, JR. I got to tell you, before I heard you, I didn't listen to anything on sports, Harley. I'm telling you that right now. You have made a huge difference in my attitude about sports. And not only can I not go to sleep without hearing you, I can't get to the gym and out of the gym without you.
Oh, well, thank you, Elaine. That's amazing. What do I need to do? That's so nice of you to say. What am I supposed to do now?
It's just the truth. You know, everybody, they'll laugh because I say something. They laugh right. Because it's true. And they get upset because it's true. So there it is. Truth is truth. But I have two things I wanted to say to you real quick because I don't want to take up your time.
Thank you.
We were talking about the GOAT, Muhammad Ali, greatest of all times. And everybody thinks of him as being great because of his athleticism and his size. And his arm was a little bit longer than a man that's about his height and build. So he had a slight advantage, but everything with him was between the ears. Before he stepped in the ring, he had it all mapped out what he was going to do, the strategy he was going to follow on whoever he was up against. And he thought it out. He had a great ring. And what I wanted to say is nobody... It's like Tupac. Nobody thinks about his poetry.
Oh, wow.
And Muhammad Ali wrote a book. It's called The Soul of a Butterfly. He and his daughter did it together. She collaborated with him. And he had Parkinson, so sometimes things wasn't so easy for him. But she and he put it out. And I don't know if you've seen it, but I highly recommend it. I give it to students all the time, and I encourage them to see the other side of him, the pure intelligence of the man.
Well, Elaine, share the name of that with all of us one more time, please.
The Soul of a Butterfly.
Well,
but
thank
if you,
you
did a Google and you put Muhammad Ali and you put poetry or poetry book, it'll pop up.
Okay. Well, there's
my last quick comment,
yes.
And I'm trying to go quickly, is Brittany Griner. If anybody cares about her and, you know, they shouldn't forget about her, is, you know, look online for the address there for the embassy, write her a letter, right?
Okay.
Send her some love and a little card. And I would print it because you know they're going to read it, so make it easy for them. Don't say anything derogatory about anything, but just something encouraging for her.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you, Elaine. I'm not sure. Well, I hope. Let me put it this way. I hope she receives it. I'll say that, okay?
Oh, I think she will. They may look at it and stuff.
Okay.
It's not going to do them any harm. They're not going to. They're not like that. They'll give her her. It might be a while before she gets it, but she'll get it.
Okay. Well, thank you, Elaine, for the positivity. Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, JR. You make my night.
Well, I'm trying, Elaine. You have a good evening. Okay.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, thank you, Elaine. And shout-outs to all Elaine's students. I'd sit in Miss Elaine's class. Yeah, I can't remember the last time I sat in anybody's class. I'm not doing that. Who am I fooling?
I sit in a class every night.
What do you do? Cut the crap, man.
Your class.
This is not my... I'm not teaching a class here.
You damn right you are. No, seriously. You do... JR, I'm being serious. You do teach a class every night. I'm serious.
Yeah, I get your point.
Thank you.
I did do a whole school tour last fall. Yeah, they let me in Notre Dame. I should start naming these schools, man. Notre Dame, Drexel, Fordham, Columbia. Oh, yeah.
I'm waiting for the JR Google Talk.
Google Talk?
Yes.
What, it sounds like a phone. What is that?
No, like, when, you know what I'm talking about. Like, they have some illustrious, world-renowned speakers go there. I'm waiting for the video going viral of you speaking to Google. I'm serious.
Oh, I've done TED. I've done a TED Talk.
I know
before.
You've done TED. I'm waiting for the Google.
TED, Google, there's too many names, man.
That's true.
There's so many damn names. Who the hell is this guy? There's even a guy named John calling from North Carolina. I heard he's popular, too. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, John?
Hey, good evening. Thanks for taking my call. Hope you're having a good night tonight. Just want to touch on the LeBron issue. First of all, just a couple things. First of all, you know, I just want to say I think, you know, Skip can go after LeBron as much as he wants. That's, you know, that's his prerogative, I guess, being a journalist, like it or not. I'm not a big LeBron fan myself, but I think it's completely I think it's a very low ball move by Skip to go after a 17-year-old kid that not only could crush Skip in any kind of sport he wants, but could dunk it all over his head as well. So it's a low ball move by Skip. The second thing I want to mention, I just wanted your comment on it, and then I'll get off of here, is just, you know, I think LeBron's a little presumptuous when it comes to, you know, him saying that he wants to play with his kid. I like the idea, I guess, but nobody has a futuristic time ball machine here that we're going to say, oh yeah, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. Just want to get your thoughts on, like, you know, what do you think about LeBron saying he wants to play with his kid, making that public and making that known? And I'm out of here. Thanks for the show.
Well, thank you, John, for calling from North Carolina. Hey, if you got the power, wield it, right? I think there's better reasons. LeBron James is a free agent at the end of this season, if you did not know. He's eligible for a contract extension. It has not been signed by him. He just sat down and had a meeting. It's been said that that meeting went good. Well, I guess they want to figure out what's going to take place with Kyrie. Look, why not? Who in his position? Think about this. Why wouldn't he want to play with his son? And if he has the power to do so, why not? It's the same guy who got his ass whooped. Let's go back to, 2010? The decision? And people were mad at him for that. Why are you staging a press conference? When he signed with the Lakers, there was no pomp and circumstance. He just put out a statement. And so he lets everybody know, which is something that shouldn't be difficult to comprehend or understand. He's like, I want to play with my kid. And I plan on doing that. And shoot, why not? If he can do it, then by all means. There are plenty of people. Why wouldn't you want to spend time with your kid? I got no problem with it. And so if LeBron James can still play basketball, if he's healthy, that is going to be one of the craziest stories ever. I mean, we've seen Griffey's, and that's probably the most prominent. But LeBron James and his son in the NBA? Whoa. And so here's the deal. If you have no idea what he was talking about with Skip Bayless, this is basically the update. LeBron James, we know who the hell he is. One of the greatest basketball players ever. Flat period. He has two sons. One of the sons is LeBron James Jr., more commonly known as Bronny. He is 17 years old. He's playing in California in high school. He's moving into his senior year. He is ranked as the 7th best shooting guard in the entire country. I've actually seen him play. I saw him play maybe when he was about 14, maybe about 14, 15 at AAU. And he's grown. He's 6'6". His dad, LeBron, is 6'9". He also has a brother, Bryce, who's 15 years old. And I believe Bryce is even taller than the older brother right now. And who knows? Maybe both of them will end up in the NBA. But when it comes to the 17-year-old Bronny, man, right now there's questions about where he's going to go to college or what he's going to do. Even tonight, this evening, today, there was a rumor that Bronny James was going to go play for the Ducks up in Oregon. And LeBron James he kind of put the kibosh on that quick. He says he hasn't taken one visit yet. He's only had a few calls with coaches and universities. When Bronny makes his choice, you'll hear it from him. That was from LeBron James. And so right now, Bronny is playing in Europe. One of his teams in California is playing in an Axe European Tour. and he's actually playing with his brother, which is pretty cool. They're playing in Europe. And this game was televised on ESPN2. And LeBron James Jr., Bronny, he went down the court. There were three guys there. And then he had one defender in front of him. And he hit him with a flush slam. Take a listen to this from ESPN.
Bronny James to the basket. Bronny with a basket bombardment. Explosion by Bronny James.
Yeah, he went coast to coast. The ball was inbounded to him or passed right to him. He went from underneath one basket, and he went straight down the line. And one hand, right-handed, slam, right in the guy's face. You know, even Donovan Mitchell and LeBron James, plenty of other players in the NBA were just like, whoa. Steph Curry was like, whoa. Like, okay. And now he's going to be, what, two more years probably before the NBA? Senior season? Probably a season in college and in the league? And he's doing this already? And so is he going to be LeBron James? No, there's only going to be one LeBron. And can he be a serviceable player? Maybe. We have no idea. He could be a role player. He could be a bench guy. Still making the league would be a hell of an accomplishment. And so after that dunk, who decided to chime in? Someone who's 70 years old. Someone who's made an entire career about just taking a massive dump on LeBron James. And now he's involving his kid? That's Skip Bayless. Someone, I would say, who used to be a reputable journalist, but now is just he's a professional media personality. He's less about integrity and more about the dollar. And so what did he do? He decided to tweet at Bronny, LeBron James' 17-year-old son. Hey, Bronny, impressive, but your dad would have dunked it left-handed. You sure got away with it, though, and we don't know if that's in reference to traveling or the dunk or what. And it's just like, why even bother? Because it will elicit a reaction. That's why. It's because he doesn't care. It's because he's made all of his money and his millions of dollars just by attacking folks. As bad as Russell Westbrook has been, you know, this man wants to call Russell Westbrook Westbrick. Even when Westbrook did something as simple as say, hey, can you chill out because it's getting to my family? And so at what point do you cross the line? Just like keep people out of it. Like stick to the players. Why do you got to be a disrespectful ass to the people surrounding them? And yeah, you sign up to be a public figure. It comes with the territory. But when you have a microphone, you also have the ability and the opportunity to not be a jerk. Save that for the people who don't know any better. There's two types of folks, the people who know better and the people who just don't care. And unfortunately, Skip Bayless makes enough money and is full of himself enough. He just doesn't care. And so he was on his television show. What is it called? I have to look it up.
Unfortunately, I know this. It's called Undisputed.
It's called Undisputed. Thank you, Shep. Yeah. Fox Sports. I get confused. I know it's with Shannon. Fox Sports 1, FS1. And this was Skip Bayless defending his tweet that involved or invoked the name of Bronny James.
I look back at my tweet and I said, I didn't intend this as criticism. I intended it as a commentary right. on what I saw because I said, hey, Bronny, this is my tweet. Impressive. But your dad would have dunked it left-handed. His dad is ambidextrous.
Right.
And most NBA players, remember, Bronny goes coast to coast on the play.
Right.
So he gets up the head of steam. Then he crosses over his defender right. and gets him backpedaling a little off balance.
Right.
Then as he goes up, I'm expecting it to be a left-handed slam. And at the last second, almost like spur of the second, he decides to dunk it with his inside hand on a much taller. The defender looks like he's 4 inches tall.
Exactly.
Right? Well, you're dunking it right into the teeth of the defender.
Correct.
You're risking he's going to get a hand on the basketball, if not make you eat the basketball, right?
Correct. Yes.
Like tie you up with a, you know, a hand on the ball.
Correct.
Okay. So that surprised me, but my last line, but you sure got away with it, though, because he got away with it because it was so fast. It was lightning fast dunk, and it took, you could see everybody in the arena, they were just knocked over by it because you didn't see it coming because it was so last second that the 6'3 kid, he's going as fast as he can run with a basketball.
Right.
Boom. And he one hand slams it with his right hand into the. Okay. So I'm just commenting about this.
The man is not stupid. He's not. He's looking for attention and he got it. He's getting it from here with me. But this is my ultimate point, man. It's lazy. It's not just about what he said last night or his explanation or how he's looking for it. And in a larger degree, he's genius in how he pushes buttons to his own benefit. But it's lazy. It's lazy when you got to call people names. It's lazy when you have to, you know, even invoke the name of Bronny to make it controversial so you can make money off of it. It's lazy. I don't know how much longer he's going to be doing this. What are we going to expect to see him on TV and social media being crotchety when he's 75? Well, when he's 80 years old? No. Like, just leave the kid alone. He also said that Bronny will be a topic of conversation as we move forward. And sure, he should be. When it comes down to him as a prospect, it's natural to talk about him. He's LeBron James' son. He's 17 years old. There's an expectation that he moves into the NBA. He's going to be discussed like anybody else. But don't throw him into the LeBron mix of, oh, man, I gotta now pick him apart. Leave it with basketball. But the precedent that he set in just insulting LeBron James for years, I just wish he'd shut up. I think that's pretty normal. Like, just keep his kid out of it. Evaluate him on his own. If you have to make the comparison between him and his son, we don't need the ambiguous tweets that rile folks up. Just shut up. It's probably better. I think we won't have to wait too much longer for that anyway, especially as he ages. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What do you think about Bronny James and how he should be covered knowing that he's LeBron's son? He shouldn't have kid gloves with coverage, but at the same time, people shouldn't be going at him just out of the box just to get famous off of his name. That's lazy. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, JR. I got to tell you, before I heard you, I didn't listen to anything on sports hardly. I'm telling you that right now. You have made a huge difference in my attitude about sports. And not only can I not go to sleep without hearing you, I can't get to the gym and out of the gym without you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Well, thank you. Let's get to some of your calls here. We're talking about LeBron James and his son, Bronny James, who's 17 years old. And recently he was just, I don't want to say targeted because it's not like something malicious was said, but it was lazy by Skip Bayless. And this is what he's done. He's made money off of talking about athletes. Whether you agree with him or not, his premise and what he's done in generating attention is genius. He's made himself a multi-millionaire. He's one of the most famous individuals on television, regardless of genre or what set or station or channel. Don't matter. But is it right? I say, hey, it's lazy. You know, to even tweet at Bronny James knowing that it would generate attention is lazy. If you want to talk about his merit as a basketball player, then do it. There's no need to put out ambiguous tweets to garner and generate attention. It's lazy. Even by a 70-year-old genius, do better. Lazy-ass old man. Come on, leave the kid alone. Talk about whether or not he got a jumper. No need to tweet. No need to put things out to explain lazy. That's what happens when you make all this money. You get lazy and you do the same crap over and over again. 855-212-4CBS. Rick is calling from Seattle. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank you, JR, for going in on Skip Bayless, because he dishes it out all the time, and there's bound to be some pushback. And I just want to say, it's just kind of weird that it seemed like he was just trying to nitpick a dunk. And I know it's LeBron's kid, but it's like, why are you nitpicking some high school kid's dunk? It's just so weird.
Yeah, because he's a jackass. I mean, what else is it supposed to do? Like, you're just picking up something to garner and draw attention to yourself. Like, where's the merit? I wonder if he's actually, outside of last night, has he ever seen him? No, he's never seen him play in person because he won't go outside. You know, I actually enjoy the fact that most of the players don't even pay him any mind, don't pay him any attention. Because they know he's nothing but a baiter. He goes out and just tries to be just harassing people. Is it entertaining? I guess it is. I don't watch. I haven't seen the guy outside of social or digital clips in forever. I only hear about Skip Bayless when he says something ridiculous. I think it was a couple of months ago. He was like, oh, a little light-skinned Steph Curry. I'm like, what are you doing? Just shut up. Ooh. Ridiculous. Dom is calling from San Diego. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Dom?
What's up, JR? How you doing?
Very well.
I'm going to put my two cents in. Growing up a huge Padres fan, the year that we got Tony Gwynn Jr., there was for some reason, I feel like everyone knew that he wasn't, let alone not going to be his dad, but he just wasn't a very good baseball player, but there was, because of his name, there was just hype, and I feel like it's not even that it's like ridiculous, it's just dumb to think that these guys are going to live up to what their dads have done for their respective sports, especially if you're talking about LeBron James, who's arguably the best ever to do it in basketball. I mean, I think it's dumb to even think that. I mean, who knows if he does, but it's dumb to think that it will happen, you know?
Yeah, no, I don't think there's any expectation from anyone that he or anybody else would live up to their sons. I remember Michael Jordan's kids didn't get past college, and it's not like they were even playing at big schools. And so I think that's besides the point. The larger point is, how the hell is he going to be covered? I think for the most part, people have left him alone. You know, I've seen him play in person. He comes in, he plays. It's as normal of a situation as you could imagine. As normal as you could imagine. There's not a circus-like atmosphere. As much attention as is on him and has been on him when he's in the gym and when he's playing, it's as normal as it can be. Outside of a security guard in the corner, his mom is sitting there on the side with his aunt. They have a sprinter van out front. But it's as normal as possible. When he's out there playing ball, he's just playing ball. And so why don't they leave it at that? It's only taken one idiot to come through and just take it to another level. But you know what? This is the reality of things. This is the reality of the media business. You know, people ratcheting up all types of ridiculous things just to garner attention and make money. Because it is the entertainment business. But that doesn't mean everything just has to steer you into the realm of just being a jackass. Sometimes you can garner attention by actually, I don't know, having a little bit more substance in what you say. But we have so many people that will pay attention and eat up anything. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to take more of your phone calls on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Honestly, JR, you're the beast. You're a beast among beasts. And thank you for your show. You're a monster.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
I don't know if that's a compliment or...
Yes.
A beast of beasts?
Yeah, I think supposed to be a compliment. We can get rid of it if you want.
No, I like it.
Good.
Beast is one of my favorite X-Men.
Yes.
He's cool because he was smart, and then he'd still whoop your ass. And he could actually walk upside down on the ceiling. Yeah, I like Beast. He was cool.
The best part about being a Beast, JR?
What?
You end up with a beauty. You're still there, right?
Yeah, I'm still here. I just... Okay. I don't.
You get what I'm like. What I'm saying is, you end up with the woman of your dreams or partner of your dreams, whomever that you know.
What do I have to do? I gotta go to. I gotta call Walt Disney and get one. Like, what? How does that work?
I'm just saying, man. It's not easy these days to find your true one and only. And we know when you are the Beast, at least in the movies, or as you said, the world, if you will.
Wait. We're talking about right? We're talking about two different beasts.
Oh, got it.
I'm talking about the Blue Beast.
Oh, I was talking about that's not what people think of when they think of Beast. They think of a Beast in Beauty and the Beast.
No, I think about Beast, and I think about the blue guy from X-Men that was whooping ass. And then you talking about Beast. Wasn't he a jerk?
He was misunderstood more than he was a jerk.
Wasn't he a monster?
Well, he was born into a family that was very entitled, and he followed suit, and then
somebody turned him into a monster because he was an ass, right?
Yeah, but it's a little unfair because he didn't really have the right pathway growing up for people to show him kind of the way to be. And then when Belle came along, Belle showed him how to really treat everybody. And so the Beast learned, he acclimated, and they ended up living happily ever after together.
I'd rather be Hank McCoy.
Who's that?
The real Beast.
Oh, I've never heard of Hank McCoy.
The blue one. He's Beast from X-Men. That's his name.
It's but I don't think most people watch that. I'm being serious. I think when most people hear the name Beast, they think of Disney.
Yeah, well, Hank McCoy. I'm a gentleman of a certain age. I hear Beast, and I'm thinking about the blue guy that whoops ass. That's a super genius. That's me.
You know, I also think of, by the way, and you play him a good amount on your show because he's so entertaining, compelling, and captivating.
Who is it?
Marshawn Lynch.
Oh, the Beast?
Yeah.
Oh, Beast Mode. Yeah, yes. Beast Mode. Yeah, sure. And he got, man, they said there was no did you see the video of him getting arrested?
No, I don't like watching people when they're hitting rock bottom.
Oh, my God. The car had no, it had no wheel.
Yeah.
The car had no front wheel. There was no wheel on the car. I'm like, damn, how did you drive this sucker? That sucker was rolling until there was no rim almost. The rim ate away.
I don't know. I've never understood for the life of me, JR, when you're the caliber of a Marshawn Lynch and the presence that he commands even off the field, I don't understand why he doesn't have a professional driver.
It's still human beings, man. People get up and do what they want to do.
No, I understand that. But when you're Marshawn Lynch and you're an all-time great running back, in my opinion, and you're an even more, maybe possibly more famous than you are off the field, I think you need to have people around you that are taking care of you, that are putting you in a position to be safe. And that was just really unnecessary for him to put himself in that position.
These services exist. I don't know if it extends. I'm almost certain it does to alumni. But there's actually services available through players, through the Players Association, for when they go out. This exists. And so we'll see what happens with him. I wish him nothing but the best. I mean, he's He's a human. Humans make mistakes, but that's a wild one. Let's get to some of your calls before we are forced to roll out. Amy Lawrence is going to come through at the top of the hour. I also need to let you know about the Navy Federal Credit Union Defensive Player of the Week. I'll do that shortly. Robert is calling from Charlotte. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's going on, JR?
I'm good. Go ahead, Robert.
I actually like Bronny James and his development. He's not one of these supernovas I think is going to flame out. He's just gradually going up. He's got a well-rounded game. He's a good defensive player. He's got a good jump shot. He sees the game well. And, you know, I don't think I've ever heard a sportscaster criticize a person's dunk. So that should tell you something about Skip.
Yeah, he's an ass. You're correct, Robert. Thank you for calling from Charlotte. No, it's true. Oh, how did he dunk the ball? Well, his dad would have dunked it with his right hand. Shut up. I can't wait to see what the next evolution of this this sports talk. We got to say stuff just to say stuff. I can't wait to see how that goes. The Defensive Player of the Week is sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. And the Defensive Player of the Week, it's Tiger Woods. He's defending the PGA Tour against LIV Golf. Speaking of superheroes, I guess that's what Tiger Woods is trying to be right now. Jim is here from Cleveland. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi. I just want to the Beast conversation. I was going to call up here just like to say how much I loved your show. I just love it, and I was like listening to like every other show. Just like, yeah, I take it and leave it, and like I get out of my car and I turn it on my computer because I'm like, this is just so much better than everybody else. Then as I turned on my computer, I heard that, and so then when he said, but the Beast gets the lady, I knew what he was talking about. I'm like, man, it's kind of, you lost me. I'm saying it purely joking, but I'm sorry, I totally lost my train.
No, it's okay. It's okay, Jim. You've been on the radio before?
Yeah, yes, I have. I've responded better. But
okay. Let's slow down here.
All right.
You hear Beast. Are you thinking about Disney Beauty and the Beast, or you think about the blue guy from X-Men?
The way he phrased it, the preface he left, I thought of Beast, Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, okay.
But your Beast is the Beast.
But, yeah, well, they didn't call him. Did they call him? No, did they call him the Beast?
They didn't really bring it up that much in the X-Men movies.
Well, not the movies. I remember Beast before the movies. They just called him Beast.
That's why you know him as Beast, though. It's like, I knew him before the movies, and he's Beast.
He's just Beast.
In the movies, they never really referred to him as Beast. He went from, like, Hank, and then he would just switch over. They never really referred to him as Beast.
Yeah, I don't know. You know what? I like him. I don't know about that other guy from the Disney thing, but Jim, man, I appreciate you.
And
some other guy
misunderstood. That's fine.
Who was misunderstood?
So it was referred to as like, you said he was a jerk in the movie, and then he was referred to as misunderstood, but he was a jerk in the movie, and he was. I mean, he was prejudiced, but the prejudice led him to be a jerk.
And I haven't seen Beauty. When's the last time you saw Beauty and the Beast?
Let's see, I'm a 90s kid, so I haven't watched it since probably 97.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, Jim, I appreciate you, man.
Anyway,
you holler at me anytime, okay?
Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it, man.
No doubt. Of course. I haven't seen Beauty and the Beast in forever. I think it came. What year did that come out? 92?
That's not a bad guess. I would say 30 years ago, yeah.
92, 93. It's probably the last time I saw it. Byron is calling from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Byron, you like Beauty and the Beast?
Man, I like both of them, but really, Dr. Hank, he was a cool dude, jump all on the ceilings and everything. But, man, my point tonight was this. A lot of those Super Bowls that Brady won, it was defensive. If you think about the first one, Rodney Harrison, he said that Bill Belichick told him before the game, hold the offensive players, which nullified the speed. So and then the year that Seattle was on the one and they did not give the ball back to Beast Mode, that was two Super Bowls that Brady was on, but he didn't actually win them. So I think it was they needed each other.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Team sport. And that's why a lot of times, and thank you, Byron, for calling from Maryland, a lot of times people focus in strictly on the Super Bowl, as in the game. And people, they de-emphasize the games that you actually need to get there. It's just a lot. It really is. And I think we're done with the Brady and Belichick for tonight, right?
I mean, yeah, we can definitely continue this, you know, tomorrow.
No.
We can't have a wraparound?
No, let's not.
It's not going to be part of the top six?
No, let's not do that. Okay. I think for a top six tomorrow, how about we do this? Let's give a top six list of the best head coaches in the league right now.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that'd be fair. And let's see, you know, I guess Bill Belichick he has to be on the list.
Maybe.
There's no damn maybe. He has to be. He's one of the best. Listen, if Beast from X-Men was an NFL head coach, he'd be one of the best. He'd probably be the best. This man wore, I think he had a pocket protector, and he wrote with a pen and a pad. And then if you crossed him, he whooped your ass. He'd be an amazing NFL head coach. Shep, thank you again for an amazing night.
My pleasure. Thank you, JR.
No doubt about it. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. It is a wrap. We will be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. You can find me everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Shep, where can they get you?
Yeah, be at the Good Shepherd _.
And we will be back with you tomorrow. It'll be a top six list we'll bring you. We'll talk about old angry ass Nick Saban. We got a lot to do. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, it is a wrap. But don't go anywhere, because right now, in a few minutes, Amy Lawrence, she's coming up next. Thank you all. Be well, be safe.